Torah tells us in the Aseres HaDibro, Zocho Esim HaShavos L'Kadsho, and from there the Gemara derives Maseches Brachos Daf Chof, also found in Maseches Shavuos Daf Chof, also Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuvav, that there's a mitzvah Aseh Doraisa to make Kiddush every single Friday night. Zocho Esim HaShavos L'Kadsho, you have to go ahead and make Kiddush. That's the Din Doraisa, and Poshep Shad Zocho implies Bapeh, but the requirement for having a kos, actually saying Kiddush on a cup of wine, and actually drinking the wine, that lechora is only drabon. That's how we pass in the halacha. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush is saying the words. Having the kos and drinking from the kos, that's only a mitzvah drabon. There is one day in Tosfos that says having a kos, Kiddush ala kos is d'oraisa. And then there's a comment that's attributed to the commentary that's called Rashi in Maseches Nazir. It's not Rashi, but it's called Rashi. It's in the inside page where Rashi is. That even seems to indicate that the drinking of the cup is doraisa. We generally pass on halacha that the words that you say are doraisa. Saying kiddush advarim is doraisa, but the actual cup itself and drinking the cup, that's only midrabanan, which means, this is the famous question of the Dogel Mervava, is that when you go ahead, you don't have to say the actual text that we say. The text that we have of kiddush, vayichulu, and the bracha mekadesh, that's already also drabanan, but saying words that are maskir, the uniqueness of Shabbos, that's the din d'oraisa. So therefore, when we daven in shul, and we say vayichu in shul, we say shmona esrei, that's a shmona esrei of Shabbos, so that's already fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. And that's what the Dogom Revava asked the famous question. So when a man comes home from shul, so he's already satisfied his obligation d'oraisa of Kiddush. He already said, he already daven marav. Women, generally speaking, they don't daven marav. They're not chayavos in marav. They daven shachar. They daven mincha. Many women do not daven marav. So when the woman is at home, she is chayavos in the midst of kiddush, even on a doraisa level. The man satisfied his obligation, but the wife is at home and she's still chayavos min haTorah. So the question is, how do the husband fulfill his wife's obligation? The man is only chayav midrabanan. And the woman is chayeves min haTorah. So can a drabanan be motzi a doraisa? That's the question. You might have covered that issue when you study the mitzvah of chinuch and masechet sukkah da beis and beis. But that issue comes up. How does the man be motzi his wife when it comes to the mitzvah of kiddush? Again, we don't have time to go into detail, but I'll give you one answer right now, and then mirtz Hashem tomorrow or the next day I speak, we'll discuss other answers. But Rabbi Kiva Eger just suggests a comment. This is not, he doesn't suggest his comment to on this particular question, but he makes the following comment: is that when the man comes home from shul, what's the first thing his wife tells him? Good Shabbos, Shabbat Atava. Good Shabbos. So saying Good Shabbos itself, you maskir the uniqueness of the day. This day is very different than other days of the week, and therefore saying Good Shabbos itself is a mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush. Not necessarily every time you say it, but the first time you say Good Shabbos to someone, you're fulfilling, says Rav Kivega, the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush. So therefore, the woman, the wife, when the husband comes home, says Good Shabbos, and that already is a key of the mitzvah of kiddush. And now the husband and the wife are on the same exact level. She's chayev es midrabanan ala kos, he's chayev midrabanan ala kos, and therefore a drabanan can certainly be motzi a drabanan. That approach would emerge from Rav Kivega. Yes. So we do need Kiddush ala kos. The mitzvah ala kos, that's the mitzvah d'rabban. Chazal said we want you to go ahead and make the Kiddush with a cup of wine because that solemnizes, creates a certain seriousness to the Kiddush. Anytime we have chashav brachos, we do so ala kos. Havdalah's ala kos. Sheva brachos are ala kos. Birkas Hamazon often is ala kos. So we do Kiddush ala kos as well. So you still have that aspect, but the mitzvah d'oraisa has been fulfilled with Good Shabbos. This reminds me of a story, Rav J.D. Bleich, whereby Dr. J.D. Bleich tells over the story that there's an issue whether you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Chol HaMesukan. And he tells over the story that what's the din if you have a person who's a Chol HaMesukan, he's very, very sick, and there's no chance of survival. He's not gonna survive. He's not going to make it more than till the couple of hours. So can you still be Mechal Shabbos for someone who's Chaye Shah, who's going to die imminently? So the answer is you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And the Meiri makes a comment, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because Shema Yaharher Tshuva Beliba, because any moment he can go ahead and have a dramatic tshuva. And that tshuva could change his whole entire Olam Haba, so even though he's not going to live to another Shabbos. And therefore, the Chai Bahem doesn't really apply. He's not going to be able to do mitzvahs. But no, Shema Yaharher Tshuva Beliba, when he tells over the story that he was visiting someone who was very, very sick, and they were unconscious and so forth, and that when he walked into the room, there was a glimmer of recognition, and it happened to be Shabbos, and the man said to him, good Shabbos. So the person he was visiting said good Shabbos, and with that he was fulfilling a mitzvah saseh doraisa. So even in that situation, something big was done. He was fulfilling a mitzvah saseh doraisa, and that's something to keep in mind. Have an excellent day. Oh, you know, as the buses are leaving at 9:15, please, your mates, your roommates, or whatever that are not currently here, please rouse them, get them out. 9:15.